Pause recording.
What did she say?
I said I tell you I perfected it.
Oh my goodness.
Think about this. Try this and tell me if our bag of coffee wasn't a little old.
Wow.
Just the same as yesterday.
Damn.
It's consistent now. Mm-hmm. I have it down. Now we just have to figure out. I said it was about 20 ounces. I don't know. We have to figure out actually how much of everything goes into it.
Yeah, but don't you use that 2-cup measuring cup or 1 cup?
Wait, what are you talking about?
I don't know.
I use a 1-cup measuring cup to catch the coffee, but it's not always full.
Yeah, that's the thing.
We'd have to measure out all the liquids.
Oh, that'd be easy enough to do. That is good.
Mm-hmm. You have to have the right balance between the cream and the coffee because you want the velvety consistency of the cream on your tongue, but you want enough coffee strength to make it a formidable drink. And you don't want the butterfat in the cream to be all stuck on the back of your throat.
Oh, yeah.
Well, maybe a little because, well, it's just rich. But, oh, it's also a perfect balance between amount of sugar and total liquid. So, yeah. Wow.
Yep. I don't know what you're going to do.
I don't know where there is to go from here. There's no higher level of coffee-ness, I don't think. I'm just going to have to quit and find something else now.
Yep. And then that means I have to go buy me a French press.
That'd be fun to experiment with.
Right? It'd be different.
You mean you'd make coffee for me if you had a French press?
Yeah.
Because you know what? I've never seen you make the coffee.
I know.
It's been my job.
I know.
It's been you. You have other things that you do.
Yeah, that's true.
Because you're always doing all the cooking.
I know. So
maybe if I could come up with a utensil like that. Well, if I only had a JMG 45, I'd do the cooking. For most men, it's a barbecue or whatever. Shit, you put me in front of a barbecue, I'd fuck it up.
Oh, I know.
I'd be like, oh, flip, burgers on the ground. Now, I could barbecue, I bet.
You could barbecue, because,
I watch Tom do
it. Tom does it, and he has that mesh thing he uses for the burgers and stuff.
Tom's crazy. He'll put a whole roast on the barbecue. He's an awesome blind man.
I know. I just had to get you a talking thermometer.
That's right. So I could shove it in the meat butt. Say, what's your core body temperature, Mr. Roast? Mm-hmm. Have you reached 250 degrees or whatever the temperature
is? Whatever temperature you want to make it done, yeah.
What is the temperature that the middle of the meat should reach to prove that it's done?
You're such a turd.
Why?
Because I don't remember. You know what I would like is a smoker.
On the stove smoker? Like, who was it?
I believe it was Brandino.
Was it? Yeah, I think it was.
Was it Brandon? No, Ryan?
Brandon O.
Brandon O, yeah. I think it was. I think. Now could, I don't remember.
You could put CCB members in there, smoke your meat, if it was from Brandino. He's against that. Not CCB members. NF beers, right? He'd be like, I'll smoke my meat with NF beers. Or something. God. Hey, we're going to an NFB dance.
We are?
On Sunday.
Oh, that's true. But isn't it because it has swing music or something like that?
Yeah, swing music and blind people and prizes and baskets and drawings and who knows what. It's a fundraiser.
Yeah.
I'll go give them 15 or 30 bucks or whatever it is.
Yeah, it's 15 each.
But yeah, it sounds like fun.
But then I get, you know, because there are a few people in that group that I do know that I haven't seen.
Well, totally. And you know, that group is so funny because all of those people go to the CCB and then they go to the NFB all in the same day. And they all belong to both organizations. And I think that's the way it should be.
I think it's the funniest shit to watch that.
Like one meeting gets out and everybody takes a break. They're like, no, they don't do that. But and then they're like on into the next meeting. I don't remember which one's first and which one's second. But, you know, speaking about the NFB and the ACB, and this is a question that Amanda brought up. And why is it that when people talk about, oh, it's this organization or that organization, and you have to be a member of one or the other, and they start bashing each other and stuff, why is all the shit that people bring up about that fight, like 50 years old, like older than me, older than I ever was yet, you know, I mean, dude, we gotta unite and get over it and just realize that we have two organizations. You know, the United States has two political parties. Blind people have two representing organizations. You know, you could be a Republican, you could be a Democrat, you could be an NFB or you could be an ACB. But, you know, somewhere along the way, we need to meet in the middle of the aisle and have a compromise and get over it.
Well, because, you know, I mean, look at other disability rights, disability people, for like wheelchair people and stuff.
Is it the wheelchair boys?
Yeah. They have one organization, big, large, main organization.
What, Easter Seals?
Oh, I have no idea.
Well, then you don't know what you're talking about. They have one big, large organization. What is it? I don't know.
Well, that's what I was told. Okay. Oh. I don't know the name of it. Come on. I'm just barely waking up.
I'm going to take a big poop.
Really?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Isn't that great?
Yep.
It's so cool in the morning to, like, wake up, have a great cup of coffee, and go take a big poop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you have to check the time and see what else you do after that before you get in the shower.
Hey, if you're ready, I'm ready. I'll wash my hands and my butt.
Okay.
Say, who's getting the clothes out of the dryer?
I will, since you're going to be in the shower.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, because I got shoes on. I can go get them right now if you think they're done.
How much of a load did you put in there?
Like, 3 pairs of pants, 2 work shirts, another shirt, a bunch of underwear, hopefully enough socks for a couple of days. It's a little load, but it's a crap load.
Oh, I'll get it.
Okay. Yeah. I was trying to make it sound all big so you would, because I don't want to go out there.
Because you don't have a basket, that's why.
That's pretty much it. Mm-hmm. And when I carried it out there, I was able to sort of wrap the small stuff up in the big stuff, like stack the socks on top of the shirt on the pants that were folded up, and then throw the shirts over it like a tarp or a tent to hold it all in. But without a basket, there's going to be like all these little pieces of underwear and individual socks flying around. And well, I don't know. I already couldn't find the other pillowcase. Oh, it's in there too. I found it and washed it.
Oh, you know what? You forgot to eat cake.
What?
Cake.
Forgot to take it?
Cake, eat.
No. I'll eat something else.
I guess that's what you're going to have for dinner. Cake.
Could be meat. Could be cake.
Mm-hmm. Could be both.
It's meat cake.